Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey.
Yo.
Yep. Yep. So Lindsay was just telling us about some of her I don't know, obligations or responsibilities with her daughter being in kindergarten now, and what Lindsay is volunteering to do to help with the class.
Well, not volunteering. So let me tell you how this went down. We go to the open house to meet the teacher. Okay. Lovely teacher, lovely school, lovely class. Well, we all sit down and the teachers are like, all of kindergarten, every single class, the parents are going to have to be involved because this is a very hands-on parent teacher school. So I'm looking around thinking, I hope people don't have jobs in here because they're giving jobs out like, you get this, you get this, you get this. So I get home and I get an email saying, Lindsay, you are the lunchroom administrator. So what I'm in charge of is every month sending a calendar. It's like a sign up genius. Have you ever heard of those where you send the link and the parents have to sign up for every day to do lunch because the parents help with lunch while the teachers eat. That's kind of how the school does it. So I'm in charge of getting the signups. Well, and I also have to go twice a month to help, which is fine. Yeah. So I'm doing my thing, you know, and I'm thinking my neighbor, she has a very high up job. And I'm wondering how she's doing her duty because I don't know what she got assigned to, but everybody got something pretty significant. So I'm going to ask her when I see her because she's got like a full on 7 to 5, be there every day. It's like downtown Charlotte, Bank of America, you know, whatever it is. And
she may just volunteer her time through a check.
Well, as far as I,
because private school, so
that's true.
Money talks there.
What I've been hearing though is that everyone had to get like a hands-on job. To me, it seems extreme, so I'm going to get down to the bottom of it, but I'm lunchroom assistant.
Congratulations on your new role.
Thank you. Should I wear a hairnet or not?
Yes. You know, my mom is a retired teacher, and the first time she came up here, and my kids were, you know, they went to a public school, but it was a high-end public school.
Yeah.
You know, so it was almost, you know, the same feel as a private school. And she came up here to visit came to the Thanksgiving Day program that the kindergartners were doing when my daughter was in kindergarten. And she went to the school and she said, wait a minute, you mean that the teachers never have to go to the lunchroom with the kids? And Jody said, yeah, that's right. She said, so parents volunteer. Mm-hmm. So the parents go to the class lines up, the teacher stays in the room or in the, wherever their little lounge area is, and they get to enjoy their lunch. And then the parents bring the kids back to the class. And Jody said, yeah, that's how it is. And the parents stay there and watch them while they eat and help them open their milk and do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then Jody started telling her about all of the other things that the parents do for the, you know, the elementary teachers and all of that. Mm-hmm. And It sounds like the same thing, and it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's exactly the same thing. I'll tell you why. So last week, they needed me to come help with lunch. Well, we had extra work to do that day. I think it was like, I don't know, whatever. I was working. So I asked my mom to go. So my mom went, and I said, you're just going to have to tell me about it when you're done, because I don't know what to expect. The exact same thing you just said, she told me. And I was floored. I was like, wait a second, what? She went to the class, took them to the lunchroom, opened all the milk, did all the, opened all the bento boxes, all the stuff for the kids, had to help Delilah. That was the first day she bought lunch. So I had to help her buy the lunch. I mean, it was extreme. So what you just said, that blows my mind.
Yeah. And another thing is that, you know, my mom was blown away that, one, the teacher gave one of the moms a menu, an order for food, because the moms would bring lunch for the teachers on certain days, like once a week or something. And the teacher would say, I'd like Chick-fil-A. This is what I would like, or whatever. And the mom, a mom brings it to them. So they go into their little room to enjoy their lunch, and it's provided by the parents from their favorite place. And then giving a list of their, you know, the things that they're into, and then, you know, like with a radio station, we call it the talent, the people who talk on the radio, will give the sales department things that they are interested in, their hobbies, that sort of stuff. So then the sales department can go out and try to find those places to sell endorsement commercials. Like, hey, I'm TJ and I love Harley Davidson's, and I got mine at, you know, whatever Harley on blah, blah, blah road. Well, the teachers give them a list of their favorite things for whenever holidays come up, that the parent can get the teacher's gifts.
This is crazy.
I know.
Well, I think why we think it's so crazy is because think back when we were in elementary school, kindergarten, whatever. We all went to the cafeteria. The teacher sat at the head of the cafeteria table and they ate what we ate. And I don't remember one person packing a lunch. We all went through the line, got lunch, sat down. Sure, we had to be quiet for the first like 10 minutes and then we could talk after. But they did the exact same thing and they helped. I don't even remember them having to help. I think we just did our own. They were like, fend for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Yeah, because there's always one kid that has advanced motor skills over the rest at that age. And that one would be the one. Hey, will you open my milk for me?
Every time. There's always one smart one you just always go to. Hey, you know.
And then that one was usually an older sibling that was used to helping their younger siblings at home.
Yep, sure.
But it's just that my mom would come in, you know, when they had their break for Christmas, you know, and they had their little Christmas party, and some of the kids brought gifts for the teacher, some didn't. But she would come in with stuff that, you know, like Christmas sweaters or, you know, some silly looking jewelry and things like that. And part of it was that the kid was excited because he had helped pick out the teacher's gift.
Sure.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, it gets around which woman in the neighborhood or in the town that you want to have as the room mom, like the official head parent of the class. And there's one of Jody's friends that always the teachers would get together and go, you better hope you get her kid because she buys the best teacher gifts.
Oh my God.
And she got a lot of money and she just splurge on the teacher's gifts and I hope I get her kid, you know, whatever. She was my room mom last year and you should have seen the stuff she got me as teacher gifts.
That's why, but guarantee you Jody was the room mom. Sometimes,
every year that it was possible.
Yeah, because I could picture her being like the best room mom.
Well, that, and I always wanted to make sure that she knew as much about what was going on as possible, you know, in case I had to deprogram them when I got home from, you know, communist indoctrination.
I need you to take notes, Jody, during that holiday party. I need you to take notes. But don't get me wrong. I'm not slamming it. I think it's a great mm-hmm. school. I'm appreciative that we go there, and I'm thankful. But times have changed no matter what school you go to.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, you know, taking the kids to the cafeteria used to always be like, I would think, and I've done it. I've been, you know, one of the parent volunteers to take the kids to the cafeteria and all that. But I always wondered if they were getting out of line, like, am I supposed to yell at them? Am yeah. I supposed to, you know, tell them that they're going to be in trouble or all that? Yeah. Because, I mean, when I was growing up, there'd be some badass kids acting a fool in the line, and the teacher would have to come around and kind of, you know, snatch a knot in them.
Yeah.
You know, get back in, you know. Push them back in line or whatever, you know, stop messing with her.
Yeah.
You know, the teacher's yelling at kids in that line. But I guess you don't have that many kids acting a fool in a highbrow school like that, where, you know, where it costs so much to get them in there and everything.
Yeah. You're like,
your son's going to need to have something snatched in him. They even take him at that school. I'm guessing they won't.
That's the thing.
He's already smoking and
starting fires in the house. Yeah.
He and all his sister's shoes. Can you imagine what he's going to do right after nap time? In the garden? He's going to go around peeing on everybody's mat.
Everybody's asleep.
I'm going to get him.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
So, Riggins, your mom worked in the cafeteria of a private school.
Right? Yeah.
We were talking about with Lindsay's children going to the school lunch thing.
Yeah. So the way it worked when I was in Catholic school, private school, it was that that's how they paid for our tuition, is that she would do jobs for certain amounts of time. One time she was the lunch lady for 4 years. Another time she was the librarian for 2 years.
Ooh.
And then the office, whatever they call it now, the main administrator in the office.
Yeah, the secretary.
The secretary. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And when she was the lunch lady, they had a program where all the, just like Lindsay and you were talking about, every parent had to volunteer a certain number of hours, and it wasn't a lot. Or you could pay, and I think the number was $120 for the entire year, and not have to go volunteer in the cafeteria.
Easy answer to that.
Mm-hmm. I know. So this was in the mid-90s, you know, early to mid-90s. And I remember this story vividly. While she was working in the cafeteria, a woman called her and said, I'm not going to be able to come do my shift because I'm pregnant. And my mom is like the sweetest person in the world. She was like, well, that's no problem. The school just has a policy where if you pay $120, you don't have to come in. And the lady's response was, and I remember this vividly, you either didn't hear me or you're stupid. I'm pregnant. That was the line. Mm. And my mom for years disliked that woman. Understandably, that was like such a rude thing to do.
Yeah.
And then that woman ended up moving into our neighborhood with her daughter. And yeah, like my mom just like never bounced back from like wanting nothing to do with this woman.
Should have said, maybe you didn't hear me. When you're pregnant, you're not dead. You still do your things.
I guess. Yeah. Or just
pregnant.
Yeah. Or cut the check. I mean, it's I guess $120. I don't know what that would be now, but. Maybe it was a million. I don't know.
Worth it.
Yeah. It was a private school. I mean, so yeah, but you either didn't hear me or you're stupid. I'm pregnant.
And I would have gone off. Well, she could have because she worked there, but still.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it doesn't matter whether you're pregnant. You can't do what you're supposed to, what you agreed to do by having your kid enrolled here. Oh, so.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So she was pretty steamed up about that. I remember for months afterwards, I was a little kid. I went, oh, uh-oh.
And also find a replacement then. If you don't want to pay the money.
that was the other option. I think you could find a replacement, pay the money, or come in and do your, you know, 1 hour shift where you're, you know, serving up the food behind the line.
Well, I hope her kid got kicked out. Actually, it's not the kid's fault, but still, she probably has a bad attitude too.
And not just kicked out of the school, but kicked out of the Catholic Church in general.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the drama was that she wasn't even Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to be Catholic to go there? Or
you don't have to be Catholic, but most kids that go there are. Okay. I think in my class of 25, we always had like 2 or 3 people that weren't Catholic.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to study Catholic things. Aren't there classes that you go to? Bible classes or whatever it is?
We had religion class.
Religion class. That's
right. Yeah. But yeah, they would go to church with us. They just wouldn't, you know, take communion and stuff like that. But that was a weird one.
Well, where my kids go, they do a deep dive to make sure you're a Christian and go to church. I mean, they call the pastor. They do. It takes them months and months to get the roster of who's going to go to the school.
Really?
I feel bad for the person that has to do all that. Oh.
The first time I ever went to any service in a Catholic church was one of Jody's best friends in Louisiana. Because most people in Louisiana from the middle of the state down are Catholic. Mm. This whole state was founded on French and Spanish Catholics. That's why there are parishes instead of counties. Louisiana is the only state that has that. North Louisiana, where I'm from, central to north, is a mix, but it's, I'd say, mainly Baptist and Pentecostal and then Catholic from the middle up. So this was Jody's town is the very middle. So I'd never been to a Catholic service of any kind. Her friend had a full Catholic wedding. And I remember thinking, how many times are we going to get down and get up? How many times are we kneeling again?
Yeah.
We're getting back up. And are we all supposed to be reading this together? It's just like, I don't know how they understand what they're saying. And but it was long. I mean, I appreciated it. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, and I'm Mr. Oh, it's just like on TV.
Yeah.
But it was so long. Very long.
And to your point too, the only one I've ever been to was my friend Nicole's wedding. And I didn't realize the ins and outs about it, how long it was, how much you stood. Mm-hmm. I wore, and this was back in my day, 4.5-inch heels. When I walk in, everyone's in flats and they're like, are you crazy? And I'm like, what? 4 hours later, I'm like taking my shoes off. I'm like, this is crazy.
But it is pretty.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Whenever you see it on TV, it like TJ pointed out years ago, it does look like you only see them in horror movies because it makes you feel like, uh-oh, something bad's about to happen here.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah, and that pipe organ sounds different than just a regular electric organ in the, you know, a Southern Baptist church or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a, you know, more of an eerie kind of sound to it.
A haunting tone. Yeah.
If that's all you've ever seen is in movies, horror movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is dramatic. You should go to the Basilica in Washington, D.C. I mean, it is like straight up out of like the Exorcist movie. And it's a little scary.
Oh my God. Remember the time Kyle let me go up at Christmas to the front and the guy was like, you need to step to the side. Cause I didn't know what to say.
Oh, you went up for communion?
Don't you remember this story? And TJ was always like, why did he let you go up? I'm like, exactly.
Well, the first thing I said was, why are you with a Catholic guy?
Well, that was the first thing.
No, I'm kidding, Riggins. I'm just kidding.
We had just met. I mean, we had just started dating. You know, we dated some months. He took me home to visit his parents. Oh. Well, we go to a Christmas service. And we're sitting there and everyone's going up at the ends. What do you call it?
Communion.
And I'm just following in line and I'm the one on the end. So I am the first one up and I get up there and everyone's hands are like this or whatever. So I put my hands out, but I didn't realize they were saying something. And so the guy's waiting on me. He's just standing there like, and I'm like, He's
oh,
like,
gosh. Yeah, that's bad.
He said, are you not Catholic? I went, mm-mm. He was like, I need you to like step to the side, please.
Yeah.
In front of the whole church.
Yeah, because Catholics aren't y'all particular about who gets communion, Riggins?
Well, yeah, you gotta be a Catholic to receive communion. Yeah. But when you're a non-Catholic, you can still go up there. But typically what they teach you is, you know, you put your head down or something like that. You just don't put out your hands to receive the communion.
Yeah.
But Kyle didn't tell you that, which is his.
Right. That's Do you know why he didn't tell me that? That was the first time he'd been to church in probably a decade. One of those Catholics, you know, he grew up Catholic, went to a Catholic school, but then, he left, you know.
So Riggins, you know, old girl was hungry too.
Starving.
I was like, give me that bread. Give me that bread.
You're not missing anything. It's not that
give
good.
Give me the body of Christ. Yes.
I'll be honest. When I saw everyone drinking out of the same bottle, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. Now, you know, I was Methodist for a long time before the Methodist church went astray, you know. They were going down the middle of the road for a long time, and then they just all of a sudden took a hard turn left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like a off the road to the left. Mm-hmm. And so we no longer attend a Methodist church. But when I first started that, I know my parents always said that Methodist was almost akin to Catholic. Mm-hmm. They were more in certain areas, more like Catholics than more like Baptists, which is what I was raised. And the first time I went with Jody to the Methodist church and they did communion, I thought it was going to be everybody drinking out of the chalice, you know, but it wasn't. They would give you a choice when you went up for communion. You could go to the right to that altar and get the bread, and then you could get a little cup of grape juice, or you could go to the other side and you get the bread and then you dip it into the grape juice.
Yeah.
And then if you're not the first one, you get up and there's bread floating in the grape juice.
Soggy bread.
Yeah. So then you have to dip it and then you lean over the cup to eat it. So it's not dripping everywhere. So it is technically dripping, you know, from people's mouths back into the cup. So ooh. I always went to the side with the individual cups.
Yes.
No topping.
But the Methodists will, they'll take anybody at communion.
Really?
As long as you're a Christian. Yeah. You're welcome to their Lord's table is what they say.
So will Baptist. Yeah.
But no, Baptist, you have to be baptized.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure. I know that was the case when I was a kid. They say, you can't, no, you haven't been baptized yet when I was little.
I think you're right. Growing up in my church, we couldn't, but my Baptist church now.
Oh, yeah.
They get lax, you know.
This Baptist church you go to now, is the music led by a guitar or a piano?
Guitar.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Isn't that just the way it goes?
It's the new age. Now, it's not as... It's where they go to school too. It's not as new age as where I used to go, which was like rock band, you know? But this is, you know, more of a relaxing guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's still
a guitar.
Yeah. Church music should be led by a pianer.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially Southern churches.
Where I grew up, it was hymnals, old fashioned. They smelled like old books, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't no projector putting the words up there for everybody, and the people playing the instruments, which were a piano and an organ.
Yeah.
They weren't looking at their phones.
Yep.
You know, none of that.
I remember my mom having to teach, like I vividly remember her having to teach me how to read. Cause you know, there were three rows of words.
Yeah. The verses.
The verses. And, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you got to the end and you had to go back. And I remember being super young, being like, Mom, where are we at? This is confusing.
Yeah. And, another thing about the Baptist church where I grew up and then moving to the Methodist church, the Baptists would choose, okay, let's turn to, you know, in your hymnals to page 177, we'll do first, second, and third verses.
Yes.
Methodist if it's a word on the page, they're singing it.
Uh-uh.
And I would, I mean, my, how long have we been standing here? It's almost like going to a concert, you know, it's like 20, 25 minutes. We've just been standing here.
That's funny.
You know, because the Southern Baptist churches, some of the songs you would sit down to sing. Like they wouldn't leave you standing up for any period of time.
No.
So let's stand. And then you sing the first song together standing, and then you sit down and sing about two more while you're sitting in the pew.
Yeah.
I like that. I like to relax and sing.
Same. I don't like to be on my feet the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not a workout.
And I used to be jealous of the people who said, and, you know, if you can, we'd like for you to stand. If not, then it's, I would say, oh man, that old lady's got it made. She doesn't have to stand up.
Yeah.
You know, cause she had a walker and the whole thing. So.
Yeah.
She's so lucky.
Lucky that you're 95.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.